Good morning, everyone. This is Sunday, December the 27th, and trust that you are all doing well. I miss you here in the auditorium. Once again, we're back to speaking to an empty room, but we understand the need and the reasons for the lockdown once again, and trust that this will help to delay the spread of the virus. I trust that service today will be an encouragement for you and a help. This is the last Sunday of the year, and just wanted to draw your attention to our theme for 2020, and we'll take a look at that in just a few moments. Let's open with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we bow in your presence this day and thank you for your watchful care over us. We thank you, Lord, for the fact that you are always with us. You have promised to always be with us, to never leave nor forsake. And we sense that in our lives and our hearts and our minds and souls even today. And while we are apart from each other on this Lord's Day, I do thank you that you are with each one of us where we are. And I ask that you would draw us all together closer to thyself this day than before. I pray that you would bless in each heart and life that may be listening to our service today, and that you will use the things that are said and perhaps things that you put into their mind as a result of something said here today that will encourage them and help them in the days ahead to continue to walk with you and to trust you, to live for you, and to serve you as best that they can with the abilities that you have given to each one of us. I pray you'll bless in this time together today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Just a couple of announcements to make. We are in, as you understand, a provincial lockdown once again, trying to stop the spread of the coronavirus. The premier has announced that the lockdown will last for 4 weeks. That means it will end on January the 23rd, 2021. Unless, of course, our premier has a change of heart or mind and ends it sooner. Could, but I'm not sure. So we will be suspended for 4 weeks anyways, 4 Sundays, 4 Wednesdays, and I trust that you will take note of that. If you are concerned about your offering getting here, offerings to the Lord through the church, then I think we'll do what we did last spring. If you want to take advantage of e-transfer, your offerings in, you are welcome to do that. The website to send your e-transfer is donations@BereanBaptistLondon.org, and we will check that from time to time and get your offerings that way. Or you can mail them in through the postal service, or you can drop them off on Fridays here at the church. I will make sure that I'm here in the office on Fridays between 9 and 1, somewhere around there, 10 to 2, and you can drop them off at that point in time if you would like. There's no need to worry. We'll be okay. God will provide, and we'll be just fine for the next month. And then let me just also suggest that you check your email regularly through the week. Any information that we have to pass on, we'll do it through that means. And if you know people that don't have internet or email, maybe you could give a phone call to them and just pass on any important information that we send out through the email. And I thank you for your patience and for just your help in all of this. And we'll get through this, no problem. We'll keep trusting the Lord. He'll take care of us. And I trust that you'll be blessed through these next few weeks. Scripture reading for this morning is taken from 1 Peter chapter 1. And I'm going to read verses 1 through 12. The Apostle Peter, writing by the inspiration of the Spirit of God, pens these words, "Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which, according to his abundant mercy, hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom, having not seen, ye love, in whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, did signify, when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. Unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us, they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into." And we'll ask the Lord to bless the reading of his word to our hearts and minds this morning. Our theme for 2020 has been, and it's been posted on the cover of the bulletin every week, "Perfect Vision, the Best to See, My Eyes on Christ in 2020. And our theme verse for this year has been Hebrews 2, verse 9, which says, "But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man." This theme was certainly timely, given what we've been through this year. We have had to keep our eyes on Christ through the virus pandemic, through government lockdowns of just about everything, including the suspension of church services, we missed a total of 16 Sunday Bible school services, 13 morning worship services, 26 evening fellowship services, and 15 prayer meeting services due to the COVID-19 lockdowns this past year. That's quite a lot of suspended services. In fact, a new term has been coined because of all of this. When we were able to get back together, we were calling it in-person services. And in-person services being a new term for what we are in these days. What a strange and difficult year it has been. But whether or not we were gathered here together, our task has always been to keep our eyes fixed on the Lord Jesus Christ. I appreciate your faithfulness to the Lord and to this church and to the Word of God this year. It was so encouraging when we got back together in June to have pretty much everyone back in the church to worship the Lord. I don't think we lost anyone due to the lockdowns or even to the virus, and for that I say praise the Lord. And, well, here we are again. For the last Sunday in 2020, locked down again and unable to be together due to the virus, or at least to the lockdowns related to the virus. It certainly is not the way I would have chosen to end the year, but still, wherever you are, at home, you still have the privilege to worship God and to praise His name, to read His word, and to pray. I encourage us all to keep on loving the Lord and walking with Him by faith every day until Jesus comes to take us home, either through physical death or hopefully through the rapture, which may occur and happen even this new year coming. We belong to a great and a wonderful God who knows and understands our particular predicament, who sees our very heart and soul, and who accepts all of our worship and service, whether we are here together or not. He is so gracious and so understanding, and for that we love Him and trust Him. And so on this last Sunday morning of 2020, let me direct your attention to the Word of God and consider our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, and what we see with our eyes on Christ. Through this past year, we have studied a number of scripture verses that have directed us to, quote-unquote, see Christ. Of course, since His ascension, some 2,000 years ago now, the Lord Jesus has not been seen on earth again. He ascended back up into heaven to sit at the right hand of God Almighty, awaiting His return to this earth at His second coming. All of us, have never seen the Lord Jesus with our physical eyes. But we can keep our eyes on Him by faith and by reading in His Word. Let me remind you of what Jesus said to the Apostle Thomas after Christ's resurrection, when He showed Himself to Thomas in that upper room 8 days after He first appeared to the other disciples after His resurrection. When Christ appeared in the room, He immediately said to Thomas, Thomas, this is John 20, verse 29, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. That's us. That's us here today in 2020. We have not seen Jesus, but we have believed on Him by faith. And so, we are blessed. Jesus says, blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. We are blessed. We are happy and joyful in our Savior. We are contented and at rest in our salvation. Because Jesus has saved us from our sins, even though we have not yet seen Him in the flesh, we are indeed blessed. How awesome is that? That's pretty good, don't you think? Especially with all the stuff going on in the year in which we've been through. Our eyesight is spiritual eyesight given through faith. And it is just as real and meaningful as if we were able to see the Lord Jesus with our own physical eyes. And I know you know this, but a reminder is always helpful. And having not ever seen the Lord Jesus does not put us at any disadvantage. Just think about in the Gospels how many people did see the Lord Jesus, and they weren't advantaged at all by that because they did not believe on him. Think of the scribes, the Pharisees, the priests and the chief priests and the elders. They refused to believe on the Lord Jesus even though they saw him with their own eyes. And so we're not at any disadvantage because we haven't seen him. We can still see the Lord Jesus through our eyes of faith. Listen to what the Apostle Peter wrote in 1 Peter 1, verse 8. This was part of our scripture reading this morning. Perhaps you recall to your mind. He said in verse 8, 1 Peter 1, about the Lord Jesus, whom having not seen, ye love. In whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Just consider what loving and believing on the unseen Christ does to us. Peter says, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Reminds me of the song that has been penned titled Joy Unspeakable and Full of Glory. I'm not going to sing it for you. I thought about maybe playing the song, but I couldn't find a version that would be acceptable here. So let me give you a couple of verses and to the song, Joy Unspeakable and Full of Glory. First verse is, I have found his grace is all complete. He supplieth every need. When I sit and learn at Jesus' feet, I am free, yes, free indeed. All together on the chorus, it is joy unspeakable and full of glory. Full of glory, full of glory. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory. Oh, the half has never yet been told. In verse 2, I have found the pleasure I once craved. It's joy and peace within. What a wondrous blessing. I am saved from the awful gulf of sin. Verse 3, I have found that hope so bright and clear, living in the realm of grace. Oh, the Savior's presence is so near. I can see his smiling face. And the last verse is, I have found the joy no tongue can tell, how its waves of glory roll. It is like a great overflowing well springing up within my soul. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory. Full of glory. Full of glory. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory. Oh, the half has never yet been told. Great song, and I wish you all were here to sing that together, but we'll just be reminded of the truth of the words. You know, in some respects, it's better to not have seen Jesus than to have physically seen him, because our faith can reveal more of him to our spirit and soul than perhaps our physical eyesight can. Don't get me wrong, I want to see Jesus more than anything. I'm just saying that we are at no disadvantage for having not seen him. Our love and belief in Jesus Christ is more than enough for now to have joy unspeakable and full of glory. And if that is our state now, today, just imagine what it will be like when we do see Christ in the flesh. Will we ever get to see the Lord Jesus with our physical eyes? Oh, yes, we surely will. Listen to the Apostle John in 1 John 3, verses 1 through 3. He said, behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. And therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. Listen, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. What a great day that's going to be. Day of resurrection, the day of the rapture for us as believers in Jesus Christ. A great day when we will see our Savior face to face. John says that we shall be like him when he appears for us, for we shall see him as he is. Will we be able to handle that sight when we do see him? And consider the impact that should have in our lives today, where John says, every man that hath this hope in him, that's the Lord Jesus, purifieth himself, that is every man, even as he, Jesus, is pure. Wow, that's amazing. As we keep our eyes and on the Lord Jesus, our hope and faith and trust in him, we purify ourselves so that when we do see the Lord Jesus, we will be pure as he is. I don't think any one of us would want to see Jesus if we were tainted with unconfessed sin in our lives, would we? There perhaps would be some shame there. And John talks about not being ashamed before the Lord Jesus when he comes, and so we need to keep short accounts before him. With hope in Christ, we can find daily cleansing and forgiveness of sins, such that when we do see him, we will be pure as he is pure. Then, what a meeting that will be in the air when we see the Lord Jesus face to face and be with him forever. So what's the application here? The application is keep close accounts with Christ. If and when you sin, Christian, immediately confess it to the Lord. He has promised to forgive and to cleanse. That's 1 John 1, verse 9. John said that we would see Jesus as he is. That's an interesting thought. What might Jesus look like when we do see him? Well, perhaps the Apostle John can help us here in the things that he describes in Revelation chapter 1. Let me just take a moment to find the passage here. In Revelation chapter 1, beginning in verse 9, you'll remember that the Apostle John was on the island of Patmos for the Gospel of Christ. We believe he was interred there, a prisoner there on the island. And while there on the island, he had received great revelation from the Lord Jesus about what is going to yet take place on this in this universe until Jesus comes again, and then even afterwards. So in Revelation chapter 1, John hears this voice. Listen to what he says, beginning in verse 9, Revelation 1. I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation, and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet, saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And what thou seest, write in a book, and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus, and unto Smyrna, unto Pergamos, and unto Thyatira, and unto Sardis, and unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea. And I turned to see the voice that spake with me, and being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. And in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle. His head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire. And his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. He had in his right hand 7 stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not, I am the first and the last. That's quite a picture, an image of the Lord Jesus that John was given to see when he turned to see that voice and saw this great image of the Lord Jesus. And I don't know about you, but I believe we all will be like John when we see the Lord Jesus. We too will fall at his feet as dead, overwhelmed, I am sure, by the glory and the majesty of Jesus Christ. But like as with John, the Lord Jesus will lay his right hand on us and say, Fear not, I am the first and the last. He has come to be our Savior and come to take us home to be with himself. Just consider the image that John saw. One like unto the Son of Man. That's a reference to the Lord Jesus when he was still here on earth. Clothed with a garment down to the foot, a robe girt about the paps, had a belt with a golden girdle, a golden belt around his waist. His head and his hairs were white like wool, white as snow. Eyes like a flame of fire, piercing and looking into our very souls. Feet like unto fine brass, as they were burned in a furnace. His voice as the sound of many waters, powerful. In his right hand, the 7 stars. Out of his mouth went a sharp, two-edged sword. It's like in Hebrews we read about the word of God being a sharp sword, piercing even to the bones and marrow. It's something that can pierce and discern and lay bare the truth of everything around him. His countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. That is brilliant glory and brightness. No wonder John fell at his feet. I think we will as well when we see the Lord Jesus face to face in all of his glory. But we don't need to fear. The Lord Jesus is always loving, kind, gracious, merciful, especially to us as his children, those who believe in him. To those who do not believe in him, he will be judge and he will be stern. But to us, he is kind, gracious, merciful, and we thank him for that. Beloved, one day we will see Jesus face to face with our own eyes, and what glory that is going to be. And I look forward to that day. I trust that you do as well. In the meantime, let us keep our eyes still looking unto Jesus. Loving him and trusting him and believing on him, walking with him day by day with steadfast faith in him, and we'll have joy unspeakable and full of glory. The year 2020 has been a weird one, certainly. Let us hope and pray that 2021 will be a bit more healthy and stable, and that our faith in Christ may grow day by day by day. I wish you all a happy and blessed new year, Bereans. And even though we won't be together for it, I trust that 2021 will be an excellent year. Perhaps this will be the year that the Lord returns to rapture his church unto himself. And again, what a great day that would be. God bless you all. And until next time, we are dismissed.